Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Good morning, Jody Hamilton.
It just gets weirder.
Good morning.
All right. Okay.
Aww.
All right. Good news for you, Jody. Charlie tweeted, "I am thoroughly boosted and I like it."
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. I'm four shots in now.
Me too.
And I've had COVID and I'm wearing a full body condom on the plane Friday.
As you should.
Lucky you have several of those laying around the house.
Yes. Yes.
For decades, I might add.
You know, I always think of your book, Idiot America, because I'm like, oh, my God, we're just what number surge is this? Right. Because of lifting the mask mandates too soon. Not enough people being vaccinated or boosted.
I obviously wasted a year and a half writing that book.
Yes. By the way,
because it's only gotten worse.
I know. No, I know. It's just depressing. It is. So, by the way, you would like to explain to comedy legend Carol Burnett's daughter, Jody Hamilton. You said, "Do I really have to explain why Kate McKinnon is a bigger loss to SNL than Pete freaking Davidson?" I mean, no offense to Pete Davidson, but Kate McKinnon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Carol Burnett, a treasure, a national
she
treasure.
Is. Right? She absolutely
and
is.
And also Adie Bryant.
Yes.
Adie Bryant
She's
is
brilliant.
Yes,
really terrific.
Yeah.
And I think Adie Bryant's going to wind up as a director or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or a producer. I mean, she's a brilliant, brilliant person. Yeah. I've seen her in interviews and stuff, but Kate McKinnon's one of those people like John Cleese. All she has to do is walk on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I fall down laughing.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone took my mental and emotional health into effect with Rachel Maddow leaving and Kate McKinnon. Listen, I can't be the only lesbian propping up
the United States.
No, it's quite an exodus from SNL, though. It's going to be.
Yeah,
we go through this every once in a while.
It happens every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. That's okay. That gives other people a shot.
There are some people who are in the featured player.
That move up in the food chain,
And some of those that they've got now are really good, and I'm really looking forward to seeing more from them.
I can tell.
Yeah,
MSNBC. MSNBC is trying to.
Heidi Gardner and Melissa Villaseñor are both really cool.
Yep.
MSNBC is trying to placate me from my. They're trying to rip off my Rachel Maddow Band-Aid and replace it with Jen Psaki. I am placated, but I want to know what and when. I don't want just the streaming service, Travis.
Yeah, you're only placated platonically.
Yes, but I would like her not just on the streaming service. I would like her on the...
Yes.
Who do I see about this? I would like to Karen MSNBC. I want to see
Jen Psaki.
Would you like
to speak to the manager?
I would like to see a manager at MSNBC. We have a lot of Psaki Bomb jingles we can send with her anywhere she goes for whatever. I'm just saying there's a gaping hole where Chuck Todd is.
Psaki.
Get your game on. Go play. Hey now. Yo.
This is the easiest segment I've ever had.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
This is the easiest segment I've ever had on this show.
I know. All right, you wrote a great piece. The Florida recount was kindergarten stuff compared to this inside-outside strategy. You said it is increasingly obvious that the entire wingnut welfare apparatus went into DEFCON 1 over the 2020 election. Yeah, it is, I guess, stunning's not the word, but you said start throwing people in the slammer. Don't worry about political fallout or what might happen in 2025. Every damn one of you took an oath to defend everything this gang of misfits and cutthroats tried to destroy. Look them up and lock them up till they testify. Indict the lot of them. Enough is enough.
Yep.
Thank you, Charlie.
I have no more patience for a collection of people who think subpoenas are optional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm out of patience. There's too many people sitting in Rikers for like a year and a half because they can't make bail for me to sympathize with, you know, John Eastman, who can't be pried away from Malibu long enough to answer a subpoena before the Congress.
Yeah.
Yeah, freaking break.
Well, and the whole Ginny...
Clap all these people in irons.
Yeah. Ginny and Clarence Thomas, you said at the very least, Thomas and her husband should be forced to explain themselves under oath and the pains of penalty of perjury, preferably on national television. You also threw in, I wouldn't mind getting Mr. Justice Thomas under oath again, just so someone could ask about Anita Hill just for fun. I love that.
I think as long as we've got him there, right?
Yes.
I mean,
why not?
Yes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey. A free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS or play online via Facebook games.
But you said, you finished, Charlie, by saying this touched almost every level of the executive branch. It came within an ace of enlisting both the Department of Justice and the sitting vice president of the United States. Time to get tough on crime. Where are you? I mean,
I wrote that last paragraph in my McGruff voice.
Okay. I mean, no, seriously, this story yesterday.
Boy, that joke just died. It laid down like a dead fish.
Well, I apologize.
Nobody remembers McGruff.
I do.
McGruff the crime
take
dog.
A bite out of crime.
It just wasn't funny. Okay. Yeah. All right.
He had
a hat
and he had a cigar and he had a trench coat.
Charlie, let it go. Let's move on. Billionaire Larry Ellison participated in a phone call with some of Trump's biggest supporters discussing efforts to keep him in office despite the fact he lost. Larry Ellison, to Oracle, right?
Right.
Yeah. CEO. One of the biggest backers of Elon Musk's attempted Twitter takeover participated in a call shortly after the election focused on strategies for contesting the legitimacy of the vote. Lindsey Graham and Sean Hannity were both on that call. I mean,
yeah,
Charlie,
that's what I meant when I said what they did in Florida was, you know, kindergarten stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty bad. Don't get me wrong. And it was certainly a template for what they tried in 2020, but it was nothing like this. I mean, my Lord.
And this is all going to be nothing compared to 2024, unless we turn out in droves in 22, right? I mean, what they're trying to put in place for 2024 is terrifying.
Mm-hmm. You got to pack the polls because that's the only solution. And you got to vote for everything. You got to vote all the way down the ballot. No more of this ignoring the election commissioners or the secretaries of state.
Are you heartened by the turnout we're hearing about in Georgia already? Because I am. I feel like you pissed people off now, you know, and I think Stacey Abrams has really energized people. What do you
think? I mean, how many competitive races are there on the Democratic side? Not many, right?
Right.
Yeah, Stacey Abrams is uncontested, of course, yeah. But
I don't even know who's running for Secretary of State.
I wonder if Marcus Flowers has a chance against Marjorie Taylor Greene. The way they've gerrymandered there, she has, you know, large African-American percentage in her district now.
Yeah, but at the same time, you've got two really good Democratic incumbents running against each other. Lucy McBath and the other woman has a French name. I can't remember. or I guess a, not Bordeaux, Boudreaux, I think.
Oh, right.
Carolyn Boudreaux, I think her name is.
Okay.
Those are two really good members of Congress, and we're going to lose one of them.
So. Yeah. No, that's sucks.
Marge's got a Republican challenger.
Yes, yeah,
Marge
she does.
Got a primary. Mm-hmm. So, you know, who can say? Although I do like the guy in the cowboy hat.
Yeah, Marcus Flowers.
Outside of Fetterman, he's my favorite, you know, image of a candidate this time around.
Yeah. First of all, I'm in love with Fetterman's wife. So let's just talk about that for a minute. Oh, my God.
Giselle?
So smart. So funny.
Giselle Fetterman?
She's
hot.
Very good. She's
smart,
very
funny,
funny,
amazing.
Yeah.
He got out of the hospital.
And her name is Giselle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. He got out of the hospital. He's feeling
what?
Good. Yeah, he got out of the hospital. He's feeling good. Democracy's bouncer, as we call him. Mm-hmm. Going to throw some mother out.
He had a freaking stroke. Yeah. He's out of the hospital already.
Yeah.
No, he looks like a wrestler who's going to throw someone through a table.
Yeah.
Yes. Charlie, how about how funny it is that they suddenly care about them, their mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. David,
oh, that's hilarious. That is so wonderful.
David McCormick is suing to count certain absentee ballots. They face an automatic recount. He has asked the state to force all 67 counties' board of elections to count Republican mail-in ballots. Okay. Received on time, but without a handwritten date on the outside envelope, as mandated by the statute. Steve Kornacki said they're only a few hundred votes apart now, right? Last I knew from last night, I think. Oz led McCormick by 0.08 percentage points. That was, I don't know when that was, early yesterday, as ballots continue to be counted. But McCormick says he believes he will overtake Oz once remaining Republican mail-in ballots are tallied, with some Election Day votes and a sizable number of mail-in ballots and overseas military ballots left to count. McCormick's claims are viable. So, but this is just hilarious, right? When now Trump is accusing Republicans of cheating. Like, I don't...
Not only is it hilarious, it's great for Fetterman. He can go out there and beat the crap out of both of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't do anything because they're counting beans over in the, you know, in the corner of the... of the auditorium.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just, I mean, patience. I mean, Republican hypocrisy on the issue of voting is so obvious and glaring that it's almost hardly worth discussing anymore. I mean, you know, we have not, they're pushing non-existent voting fraud when really, in reality, they're rigging the system as best they can. You know, they go back and forth on mail-in ballots completely, depending on whether they need to, you know, to count them or not. You know, it's beyond belief at this point.
You wrote about this. Here's Matt Gaetz talking about the, first of all, as you said, Democrats suck at naming things, but it was not the Ministry of Truth. Mm-hmm. Here is Matt Gaetz on that.
Look at what happened this past week regarding the Biden Ministry of Truth. Though we're in the minority, though the left controls a unified government in Washington, D.C. with the House, the Senate, and the presidency, we won. We got a victory for our people. We got this disinformation board stopped so that that's not part of broader mosaic of persecution of our people.
Oh, my God. So as you said, we might suck at naming things, but this is exactly what happened. You went back to the Janet Napolitano thing.
Mm-hmm.
When she said the truth with this study, our biggest threat is right-wing domestic terrorism. And they screamed so much she had to back down. And now look what's happened. And now this is the same thing. It's disinformation that hurts American national security. It happens to be coming from the right. So they screamed again and we caved.
And,
right?
the administration chickened out. And they hung Nina, I can't remember.
Jankowicz.
Nina
Jankowicz? Am I saying it right?
I think it's Jankowicz.
Yes.
Who's a recognized expert at this kind of thing.
Yes.
You know, they hung her out to dry because they let her get pummeled for a week and a half and then eliminated the program. I am really tired of Democratic administrations who do this. The Napolitano thing was embarrassing enough. But, I mean, we all had a vivid demonstration of what this information can do. And we're still experiencing it. Mm-hmm. And who in the hell wants to give a victory?
They don't want to fight Russian disinformation because they benefit from
it.
I mean, Matt Gaetz.
I mean, they benefit from it themselves too. I mean,
They're
awfully good. I mean, what was Donald Segretti in Watergate except a disinformation expert?
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you.
Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
You know,
have you watched Gaslit?
So
it's fantastic.
So
with
good.
Julia Roberts.
So good.
Oh my God, so
on Hulu?
Good.
Is it on Hulu?
It's on Starz.
Starz, okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't have, I don't, besides, I'm in the middle of the new Star Trek, which is wonderful.
It's really good.
And
apparently it's very woke.
And the new David Simon, We Own the City, about the gun trace task force in Baltimore,
all right,
which is tremendous.
I am only a political nerd. I will also, the First Lady, fantastic, Showtime.
On Showtime?
Yes.
I wonder what Charlie's doing in my DVR, because we're watching the same shows, Charlie.
Because you're both nerds.
I got a third one, too. What is it? You know what I'm catching up on? Hacks, because I love
Hacks. Oh,
that's
Hacks.
What we watched last night.
I love
night.
Jean Smart.
Love
yes,
Hacks.
Me too.
We literally watched Gaslit and Hacks last night.
She is such a funny woman.
She's fantastic. Very oh, my God. Jean Smart. Okay. One more. Matt Gaetz, just on this
problem
same
with
subject.
Our military is wokeness at the Pentagon, not white supremacy in the
please.
Ranks. And
oh
so
God.
I'm concerned that you're seeing this very rapid change in Congress where the national security apparatus isn't used to protect Americans or to fight foreign adversaries, it's being used against the America First political movement that the left fears.
No,
so they're using an enforcement wing of wokeness through the Department of Homeland Security, through the FBI, to punish Americans who don't share their politics.
No. Okay, first of all, your America First conference was in Hungary. You were rooting for the death of democracy
second
there
of all,
and here.
Second of all, America First political movements do not have a great history.
No.
Yeah. Right.
And
I
also,
mean, it starts
wokeness.
With burning convents, and it ends with Charles Lindbergh, you know, getting smooched by Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
There's not any,
you know, you
any
talk about
problem
being bad at naming things.
There's not any problem of wokeness in the U.S. military. There is a documented white supremacist problem in the military. I can't, Charlie. I literally stopped being able to even say goodbye.
Yeah,
to
because it's not like the U.S. military produced a guy who blew up a federal building in Oklahoma City, for example.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he got radicalized in any way.
Well, that was just a lone wolf, Charlie.
Yeah.
Come on,
that's
Charles.
Right. Well, technically not. There were two wolves because Terry Nichols went to jail, too. But
you know, the military, they're all long-haired Antifa.
Well, my favorite
hippie
one
freaks.
My favorite one, though, is Eric Rudolph, who blew up abortion clinics, killed a bunch of cops, blew up Centennial Park, and was somehow on the lam for a year and a half.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sure he had no help.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Say goodbye to your lover.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Oh, it's time to go.
Yes.
Bye, Jody.
Bye, Charlie.
We love you.
Bye,
Charlie.
Everybody.
Thanks,
Travis,
Charlie.
We'll talk again about TV.
Yes.
Bye, Mookage.